January 13th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. These days and during these times, it is important that people understand how to ferret out truth from compromised truth. The more souls accept and believe in compromised truth, the farther they are from my Father's will. Righteous truth always supports the Ten Commandments and the individual's rights to live according to them. Therefore, truth always supports holy love, the embrace of these Ten Commandments. Compromised truth often conceals error or weakness, and always some form of darkness. Compromised truth takes away God-given rights. This same compromise of truth lends strength to Satan always. It redefines truth, convoluting reality, and accommodates sin. Compromised truth is confusion and misdirects. Therefore, you can readily see how this compromise of truth is a powerful weapon in the hands of evil. It is the force behind Satan's rise to power. Compromise may take the form of goodness, but the end result is evil. Perhaps souls are awaiting verification of some grace that needs to be acted upon immediately. As they wait, the opportunity of grace passes them by. Perhaps souls feel compelled to work too much of the day, but do not pray. The work is a good thing, but it can become a distraction from prayer. Perhaps social justice has overtaken your spirituality. In and of itself, this is good, but must be built upon love and worship of God. It must be the fruit, not the tree. Be inspired, then, to see where government policies and all leadership is taking you. Do not be an eager follower without first discerning where truth lies.